Merħba għal-programmi ħar 25. Issa nistgħu ngħidu li qbadna r-ritmu sew ta' dan il-programm u għalhekk tafu diġà li bħalissa qegħdin nisimgħu Second Wind, is-sigla tagħna tal-programm imtella minn Nizzjamed, l-aqda volontarja kulturali mediterranja irreġistrata bħala aqda volontarja f'Malta u li twaqfet fl-1998 bilan li tmexxi proġetti kulturali u artistiċi fuq livell lokali u internazzjonali. Illum se nkomplu niskopru iżjed aspetti importanti għall-Nizzjamed u anki għall-Festival Mediterranju tal-Letteratura ta' Malta. Ullum għalhekk ħanaqbdu ftit mal-films, il-filmati, l-fotografija u anke id-dera ta' Nizzjamed. U minkejja li l-qasam ewlieni ta' Nizzjamed huwa l-letteratura, nafu l-koll kemm il-letteratura taħdem ftit ma' arti oħra. U kemm huwa importanti li ċerti avvenimenti nippreservawhom għal posterità permezz ta' filmati u ritratti. Kemm il-darba rajna f'ritratt u jfakkarna f'memorja ta' darba tal-festival ta' dakinhar jew ta' dak il-palk ħieles ieħor. U llum miegħi ħajkolli żewġ nisa speċjali ħafna u fil-fatt minn issa l-qudiem ħankunu qegħdin nitkellmu bl-Ingliż biex anki niffaċilitaw din il-konverzazzjoni. And I would like to welcome first Virginia Monteforte. How are you, Virginia?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. Virginia is an anthropologist, translator and photographer who studied at the Faculty of Arts and Philosophy at La Sapienza in Rome and earned a PhD in social anthropology and ethnology from Paris. Besides being an author herself of prose, poetry and academic essays, since 2014 she has been working as a literary translator for poetry, prose and children's literature from Maltese, English and French into Italian, and I must add she is doing a wonderful job. Since 2013, she has managed various community cultural projects about women, material culture, mobility, displacement, alternative cultural heritage, and memory ties. In order to satisfy her interdisciplinary interests, both in anthropology and art, in 2014, she started RIMA, initially a project before becoming an NGO dealing with politics and poetics of exile and displacement, engaged in international cultural projects. She is co-editor of Din Mishtatza, and through the books she released Undertow, Poetics of Displacement, and To Be Defined, which takes its name from an artistic exhibition she curated for Valletta Capital of Culture 2018 at Spazio Creatif. She has worked as a visiting lecturer at University of Malta, tutor of applied research projects for ISIT in Paris, and served as a photographer for literary events since 2014, namely our festival. She collaborates with Quichot, and she is the keeper of two cats, named from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, and loves taking underwater pictures of silence and fish. By reading this, I am realizing how much we've been close together through different circumstances.
Yeah, in fact, maybe when you mention also translations, because I also translated you
of
and
course.
Your collection of poems, and there are always this return to the sea, or the sea which appears through different kind of ways, images, sounds and feelings. So maybe that helped me a lot to translate your poem, the fact that I know, see yes. through different kind of experiences.
So I can't remember when I first got to know you, really, but it's been a while now. I think it's been maybe 6 or 7 years, even more, I think.
Yeah.
But how did you first get involved with Iniziamed? Do you remember that? How long does the relationship with Iniziamed go back?
Well, the relation with Iniziamed, to be honest, it started even before I came to Malta. I'm not saying it was the reason I came to Malta, but it was one of the first things I knew about it. It was that and Hannah from internet research in, it was 2004. I was doing my master there in Rome, and I had to choose a fieldwork for my dissertation, for my direct experience of in ethnology also, and so I chose Malta. It was very incidental because my professor at the time, she had contacts in Malta, and I wanted to do something which mixed anthropology and literature. So I made this very quick research, and there was two things which appeared: Hannah and Iniziamed. And then I contacted Adrian Grima, and he was immediately very welcoming and very enthusiastic about my research project. It was in the specific about how writers, and especially the young writers, built their literary field and the literary landscape in order to develop their writings, their literature, and also the relation with the social kind of context, with the historical past, with the previous also generation of writers. So it was this kind of subject. And so I came to Malta, and I was immediately involved with Iniziamed kind of events. At that time, there was the Clandestini Festival. At the time, it was the St. James Cavalier. And so I was immediately into all this kind of literary young movement. I also met the writers from the previous generation. So it was a wonderful experience since the beginning.
It feels like a family, no? I think. Yeah, it does to me as well. So at the time, you were wearing the hat of a researcher.
Yes.
But since then, you wore a lot of hats. So,
yeah.
Like we said, you've translated work for the festival as well, which is the flagship event of Iniziamed. But I also want to speak a little bit about your role as a photographer. Is there a role you feel the most comfortable in doing?
At the beginning, I had to admit, when I was proposed to take pictures for the festival, especially for the nights of the festival, I was completely panicking. The first time I was proposed to work as photographer for some kind of literary related thing was at the beginning of 2014. And because Claire, Claire Azzopardi,
yes.
She asked me to take portraits of her for her collection of stories, Kulad Halla Hizanovarachi.
That's it.
So, and then I also took pictures for a promotional campaign, it's a collection story about women. So I took pictures of objects related to these women, and I enjoyed it. The pictures were liked, and people liked those pictures. And so then, the same here, Adrian Grima asked me whether I wanted to take picture for the workshop of Iniziamed.
I remember clearly.
And so I enjoyed a lot. And then the year after, he asked me whether I wanted to take picture for the nights. And I was, what I should reply, because I didn't feel like a photographer and proper photographer at that time. But then I I tried and it went well. People liked my pictures, and so then it was confirmed all the years.
Exactly.
After,
and yeah. I think your anthropology hat shows through the pictures, because I feel that your pictures tell a story.
Mm.
So I think that's very, very important to our festival, because it's a narrative that we're also proposing, we're also putting forward through images, and that's really important. At this point, I would also like to welcome Katel Delia with us. Hello, Katel.
Hello.
Katel Delia was born in France. I really shouldn't speak French in front of you both. And is deeply attached to her Maltese origins and has been living and working in Malta since 2016. She obtained her DNSEP. Did I say it correctly? At the Beauharts de Rennes in 1999, and she pursued a career in the digital sector. In 2015, she came back to her artistic practice and became interested in traces of the past, their reflection in the present, particularly in the context of migration. Her work has been shown in two solo exhibitions at Spazio Creatif, Malta, Tunis, Marseille in 2021, and Familia Migrazioni, I Was Born There, But I Live Here, in 2017. She created an immersive installation, The Last Breath, in 2021, was shortlisted as a nominee for the Premio All'Arti in 2023, and shortlisted also by Arts ID for the Best Social Art Award in 2022. And this project was also exhibited during the European Photography Festival Circulation in Paris in 2023. She took part in various collective exhibitions in Malta, France, and Switzerland. Her work was also rewarded in 2021 by the African Contemporary Photography Prize and received a special mention by the Maghreb Photography Award. This year, she is going to publish her first book. We are very excited about that. So we were speaking about our first encounters with Iniziamed. When was your first encounter with Iniziamed? What do you remember of that time?
The first one was in 2014. I was not yet living in Malta. I was not yet living in Malta. And I came because I was invited by the MDNA Biennale to present my work. So instead to send my photography, I decided to come to Malta to deliver it. And I check what's happened going on, and I discovered that Nadia Missoud, a good friend of mine, was invited to the festival. So I say, okay, let's go on that week, you know. And I went for the first time that year, and I enjoyed it a lot. It was amazing, even if at that time my English was really, really bad. I couldn't put two words together or three words maximum. And but I enjoyed the fact of listening different languages. The musicality of the languages was fantastic. And the place, the atmosphere around.
It was in Valletta at that time, no?
Yes,
yes.
Valletta,
yeah.
For Sant'Elmo.
Yes, exactly. I think this says a lot about the festival, no? That it is an experience, a whole experience in itself. It's not just words or poetry, full stop. But I think it gives us much more than that. What do you think, Virginia, about this?
Actually, is one of the things I look forward. Also, it closes somehow the summer or our idea, whether we have summer, and it's a full experience because you have literature, you have music, you have people you can share your passion with about literature, about a lot of also subject concerning contemporary issues. It creates an interesting community, and also it creates a possibility of further collaborations. It feels like as Malta should be, or idea, or at least my idea
a Mediterranean Malta. Malta, no?
Yeah, because here in Malta I always have the, and I thought this since the first time I came here, that Mediterranean wasn't something so clear to perceive, and it's something you cannot find if you, of course, the idea is an idea, that's all we have. And that is corresponds to my idea of Mediterranean, the festival, one of the few things here in Malta that corresponds to that idea, this kind of also community that creates for the purpose and is the diversity, but speaking of the same kind of things. There was this anthropologist who defines Mediterranean as an air de famille, sort of her family or something very familiar. You cannot define properly, but you know that
you know
it's there, no?
Yeah. Familiarity rather than...
Yes,
that kind of... Yeah. So... Did familiarity draw you back, Katel, to the festival?
Yes, definitely.
What else? What else?
Ah, as Virginia say, I mean, there was this atmosphere particular, and the fact it's about literature, but there were different kind of aspect. There was music, there was the films, that was fantastic. It was, I think, one of the first time I saw poetry film, so obviously it's each time the first thing it's something, yes, when you come through something for the first time, it's always something amazing.
Yeah.
And then I came back also because I discovered there were also open mics, and so yes, that rendezvous or that thing was really amazing. Like you can speak for, you can share your work, and if you are just beginner, like I was at that time, you have a chance to share your work. So it's a really big step for an artist to speak in front of a public. So initially help a beginner to go further, you know, to jump on the stage and
make that leap.
This is amazing. This is definitely amazing.
So the first hat you wore was that of an audience member, no? And then as a performer, but then you became more involved by also taking pictures, for instance.
Yes.
How do you feel in terms of your relationship with Iniziamed? Did it change? Did it deepen itself? Did it widen itself? How do you feel your relationship changed by then being part of Iniziamed?
Something amazing, because yes, it was like a step after another, and in fact I was at first I was just taking some photos of my friend on stage or the audience and at the open mic, and then as I saw, as Iniziamed is run by many volunteers, it's incredible the amount of work you are doing. It's just it's impressed me a lot. So I say let's continue to take some photo, not just about my friends on stage or a bit of the audience. And I suggest I can do it also as a volunteer basis on for the open mic when I am here, and it's how it starts. And then later on you ask me to be more involved in more events, and
you always get people with you. So you're making our audiences grow, no? And it's very interesting because you meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And it's very satisfying to know that they find some meaning in Iniziamed events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to to invite people who are not used to come to this kind of event, and for example, from the African community.
Exactly.
And yes, I think if everybody do this,
yeah. Sometimes people come for the wine, but then they stay for the poetry, which is not bad at all, no?
Yes.
And it's good that you're mentioning events like the open mic, because sometimes I think we sort of reduce, in inverted commas, Iniziamed to just the festival, but it's much more than that, like you were saying. But let us go a bit back to the festival. And we had mentioned the anthropological aspect and when you're taking pictures and what you look out for. So what do you feel you want to capture when shooting for literary events? Is it different than shooting portraits or landscape? What do you look out for specifically?
Well, I don't think it's that different for me, for the way I approach photography in general. And as you were mentioning right earlier, I think that every time I try, or I want actually to capture a narrative,
mm-hmm.
or better, to create another level of narrative, or literary poetic narrative. I'm told that my pictures are very poetic.
I agree.
Somehow. And I think it depends on the fact that I wait for the right moment, this kind of knowing how much to wait, not be in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
to take a picture. For instance, I remember when I see other kind of events, there are these photographers, not all of them, of course,
yeah.
but they go in front of the person who's talking, and they start this multi-shot, even without looking through the lenses, looking at the screen. So they don't know which kind of pictures they are taking.
They're just doing,
this kind of hundreds of of shots.
Yeah.
And then among these hundreds of shots, they will select the one that they like. But this is not to approach a poetic or literary event. Yeah.
They're
or
just
any
doing
kind.
Their job, no? I mean, whoever is taking a picture at that instance.
Somehow, and so it's not just to fix an image or to find an image. So it's to make a whole story,
mm-hmm.
through images. And also there is this love for details. So picture to let the viewer to imagine something which is beyond maybe what they took, or to feel the feelings. And I think I would love to add this right now, that what helped me a lot in my attitude toward photography is anthropology, attention to detail, patience. But this patience and respect of things which are slow, or which come also incidentally, came also from the fact that I started again film photography in 2014, after almost 10 years that I stopped to take film photography, and that was thanks to Zvezdan Relic.
Yes, of course.
So, and that helped me a lot.
Yeah, we would like to nod the memory of Zvezdan Relic, who was also very important to us. We had mentioned him also in the first program of this series, because he was a very important man to all of us, and to Iniziamed as well, like yourself, I think, no, Katel?
Yes, of course.
And you also take film photography?
In the past I used to, and I did a few films here in Malta, but not so much.
Yeah.
So
what, in your case, what do you look out for when taking a picture at an event, at an Iniziamed event?
Yeah. So what I like to do is and look at, obviously, what's happened on stage, but also what's happened in the audience. What are the reaction in the audience? And I like to capture emotion that the audience feel. So, yes, there are some people that are really deep in the the poetry reading, and you can really feel like they are really focused.
Yeah,
it's quite amazing. And I like to catch that those instances. As Virginia say, I hate people, photographer who take many photos with, and when I start to do this, I enjoy to not using flash light, because I think this distracts a lot the reader or the performer, and it makes more challenges challenging this fact, because often it's not so light place, so it's more complicated, and most of the time I have quite a lot of work to do after on post production editing. Virginia was it's true, but it changed everything. I mean, it changed my relation with the performer. I'm not so intrusive, and I'm more discreet, and I think it makes a big difference.
Yes, I can confirm that. Yeah. You're like ghosts, but in a good way, because I can confirm it myself. I never feel that you're in the way or you're imposing yourself. And I think part is that you're being humble and you're letting the authors shine at that moment. And then they continue shining afterwards by what you have captured, I feel.
Yes, I remember there is, I think, Nadia Misoud, also Elizabeth Greck, they compare us to cats, actually. Yeah. We are there just walking around the stage, without flash, of course, but also, without being too intrusive, because we cannot distract,
Elizabeth and Nadia Misoud, Elizabeth Craig and Nadia Misoud, and I remember a photo I took at Maori during an open mic just before the festival, and I think it's one of the comments of Nadia who helped me to continue to do this, and she said, "I haven't noticed you were taking a photo of us," and she liked the photo. Usually she doesn't like so much to be on photo, so I said, "Okay, let's continue."
I did and a good job.
Yes, it was a good help for me to continue in this that direction. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I love it how both of you take pictures sometimes in mid action, or like you said, when someone is really pensive. I think it's part and parcel of it all. I would like to take a moment now. Katel mentioned actually the poetry films, and I would like to take a moment to remember this project that was really important to all of us, and still is actually, which is Poetry on Film. Din l-inizjattiva bdiet fl-2014 bi sħubija ma' Vallet 2018, u l-idea kienet li jibdew isiru produzzjonijiet ta' films tal-poezija. Mela mhux films imnebħin forsi biss mill-poezija jew films kummerċjali daw li mmorru ċ-ċinema u narawhom, imma films li poġġu l-poezija fil-qalba kif konna qegħdin naraw f'tant festivals barranin, pereżempju Zebra Festival. U kif jgħid Adrian Grima fil-fatt, il-poezija m'għandix bżonn film, imma jiena nħoss li l-film jitraduċija f'da sens il-poezija palma nitraduċu mil-Malti għat-Taljan u mil-Franċiż għall-Ingliż u minn tant lingwi oħra, qed nitraduċu il-poezija film. U ta' minn insemmu ftit il-films tal-poezija li saru f'daw l-aħħar snin, kellna l-ewwel Eleġija, Poezija ta' Doreen Mikallef li saret film minn Kenneth Cicluna fl-2014, Riti Kunjaf, poezija ta' Mario Zoppardi li saret film minn Edward Said fl-2015. Fl-2016 kellna tnejn meta tiġi Mari Ross ta' Lilian Xiberas b'film ta' Martin Bonnici u tibqa' int poezija ta' Raymond Mahoney li saret film bl-isem ta' LOML minn Gilbert Calleja u Matthew Attart. Fl-2017 kellna relazzjoni poezija ta' Maria Greganado li saret film minn Niki Akulina u Lian Mifsud u fl-istess sena kellna film ta' Trevor Borch tal-poezija fuq l-jiddingli ta' Victor Fenech. U fl-2018 konna laqna b'żewġ films oħra il-lejl f'dan l-istazzjon ta' Oliver Frigiri li fil-fattu kol naħseb baqa wieħed mix-xogħlijiet speċjali ħafna li x'anke meta mbagħad ħallina Oliver li maħallinix wisp wara dik is-sena bqajna nirreferu għal dan il-film ta' Abigail Mallia u Carlos De Battista u Kafe. Poezija ta' Kille Mizzi li saret film minn Clara Zoppardi u Kenneth Cicluna. U tajjeb ngħidu li dawn il-filmati, dawn il-films kollha jinsabu fuq l-istazzjon ta' YouTube ta' Initiamed. U xtaqna li natukom dewqa għalkemm hawnhekk fuq ir-radju ma tistgħux taraw il-film biex ngħidu hekk, imma xtaqt li naqralkom il-poezija Relazzjoni. U mbagħad nisimgħu ftit lil Maria Greganado tgħid xi ħaġa fuq din il-poezija. Għaliex films tal-poezija ħafna drabi fil-fatt ikollhom intervista magħhom mal-poeta jew poetessa. Il-poezija Relazzjoni tmur xi ħaġa hekk. Għall-ewwel kull ma labna onġi onġi onġella u wara ftit id fit dawra durella. Is-sizda loba noli li aktarx ma tintem qatt.
Kien hemm min qalli għax ma semmix il-poeżija lob ta' tfal biex anke it-titlu tkun metafora, imma jien ħsibta kien semmija lob ta' tfal ħafna nies ma jindunawx b'dak li rid ngħid. Ċirku għalija dejjem ifisser ċerta unità u barra minn hekk dak iż-żmien kont qed naħseb ħafna fuq is-sinifikat ta' ċirku. Infatti għandi poeżiji differenti fl-istess ġabra li minn fejn il-poeżija ġiet. Poeżija pubblikajta. Fl-ewwel ġabra tiegħi li ħarġet fil-1999 però kontinwi li ktibta. Jiena ċerta poeżiji kon ġabdit niktibhom fis-sebgħin qabel it-tmenin. Però di waħda minn dawk li ktibt fil-bidu anki l-qosor tagħha tidher għax jiena nikteb dejjem fil-qosor ma jiġbunix il-poeżiji tfal ħafna. Però di qasri għazjet mis-soltu jiġifieri. Fl-ewwel ktib bil-Malti ktibtu fil kelli 56 sena. In-nies kienu draw li jiena bl-Ingliż, infatti kien hemm poeti li ħasbu meta ħarġu l-ewwel poeżiji ta' Father Peter Edna b'Kisra li kien traduċa omli jiġifieri għax baqgħu hekk li qed nikteb bil-Malti. L-esperienza tiegħi ta' poeta qasira biex jinneħu pjaċir bil-feedback u nitkellmu ma sa nixtieq mal-xjuħ ħalla volja nidher xi ħama imma ġofija ma nħossniex xi.
We will now continue with our chat. With me here in the studio, there's Virginia and Catel, two dear friends, but also two very talented photographers. But like we were saying, you wear different hats, both of you. And we mentioned, Virginia, that you're a translator as well. And you've been on that stage, actually, and you've read works by different authors. How is that experience different to you?
Well, this is very funny because every time that I have to read something on the stage of the festival, so I basically give my camera or has Catel to start to take pictures.
Yes. It's true.
Time. So all the pictures where I am in the on the stage, they are taken by Catel, and there was always this very funny kind of exchange at that point. But even for that thing, at first I feel very nervous, but then I enjoy it. I try to be there on the stage reading stuff in Italian. It's one of the few occasions that I can, of course, talk into my mother tongue. And so, yes, I really love it.
Yeah. Would you like to share something with us? Maybe something you've translated, Movelisprit Greek, maybe?
Yeah, and then incidentally, I also have a couple of points of
the end. I don't know her.
Incredible. Okay, yeah, so I will start with Elizabeth. They are taken by Teresa Spese. Mm-hmm. It was published in 2019, and the original is the collection of poems Bein Bahar Hu Bahar. So it was me and Massimo Barilla. Mm-hmm. So I chose this couple poems. The first one is Lasciami qui. So is Lasciami qui, avviluppata come una lumaca in seno alla luna, fin quando a Parigi farà ritorno la primavera con i colori dell'autunno. I chose this because it talks about Paris.
Yes, I can see the link there.
Put together things I love. And the other one. Okay, this one also, it was nice to read. It has a different rhythm.
Yeah.
Perché te ne vai? Perché te ne vai quando la rabbia ti assale? Mi lasci con fili da sbrogliare, nodi da sciogliere e un'ispina strappata dal cuore da sgranare. Vago di stanza in stanza, mi consolo con i fiori che mi hai portato al mattino. Mi scervello su cosa ti sia passato per la testa in quegli attimi di esplosioni mute. Il tuo sguardo che gela l'ancora intenso odore del tuo collo. Se ne seguissi la scia, ti troverei forse in un bar, immerso in un libro, mentre fai tintinnare un cucchiaino dentro una tazzina di caffè.
There's that magical moment where even if one does not understand maybe every single word, or because sometimes poetry read it, it's sort of ephemeral, but something stays as well, and there's that magical moment. Thank you, Virginia, for that.
You're welcome.
Catel, you've also read your work, even during open mics.
Yes.
Were there any moments where sort of you learned something by sharing your work? You had mentioned it is a safe space to read as an open mic. What does an open mic give you? And have you ever experienced open mics abroad?
Abroad, no.
Okay.
No, I discovered this in Malta, and in Paris, there were something about slam, but it's more like you are already someone important, you know, well known, and not for the beginner. What I can say, I mean, I start to read in French because I was not confident at all in English. So they were I learned step by step, as we said before. I start in French, then I continue with English. And the last open mic I went, it was at Marilou. Mm-hmm. And I decided to read in Maltese. So it was a big challenge. I rehearsed a lot. At first, Jean, my boyfriend, said, are you sure you are not prepared? But I say, no, please. And then I ask him to record his voice. I mean, read the text like this. I can listen properly the sound. And then I jump and I did it. It was really short, huh? But I feel like, yes, with Iniciament, you can do this kind of experience. It's amazing.
And it does leave an impact on you and on the audiences as well. Because sometimes people ask, like, can I read in French or in, I don't know, in German or in any other language? I still remember one of our best open mics, I think, was the one in at Splendid in Valletta.
Yes, I remember when this one. The main subject was Mara.
Yes, exactly.
The woman, and yes, it was full house.
Full house, and there were particular instruments and performances.
Yes.
And I remember this man who dressed as a woman. It was an explosion of for the senses, so to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel something different happens when you're speaking in different languages? Because obviously I love to listen to you speaking in Italian. Like I always jokingly say, you're really good at it. but then, you know, I've listened to you speaking in French and in English. Do you feel from a linguistic point that something different happens when you're speaking in a different language?
Yeah, maybe I'm saying truism because it's something, of course, obvious for people who speak different languages, but it's like it widens,
mm-hmm.
of course, your ability, not just to describe what you have around, but also to feel and to see what you have around. And there are words which are better in some language than in other one to describe something. And I have this thing that sometimes in my head I mix my kind of words, and I feel different in relating with what I have around every time I speak a different language. Of course, Italian is the language
it's home.
I love. It's it's home, but it's also the language I write when I have to write something. Of course, in creative writing, it's the first thing is Italian. And French, it's quite easy because it's very close to Italian. And English, I find a bit difficult. And it's also a language that tires me a lot, English. And so I can listen, for instance, to French for hours and hours, or I can read, because I read also French literature, I read French. When it comes to English, if I had to read literature, I always prefer the translation into Italian than to read the original.
Okay.
I enjoy more because English is still something that I relate to, maybe to work, but it's also the language I speak at home.
Yeah.
It's mainly English, unfortunately not Maltese, I'm very sorry.
And no, I was going to ask though, because I'm curious, because the largest amount of words in Maltese comes from Italian. As was stated by Brincat when he looked at Acolina's dictionary. So there's a lot of Italian in there. How do you feel?
In fact, and I'm not you mentioned this, I don't understand why, because there's always this kind of creating for translation Maltese in other languages. The bridge language, they use English.
Mm-hmm.
I think it shouldn't be English because Italian, for instance, is much closer to Maltese than English.
Yeah.
So
that's a comment I've never heard before, but it's
what I feel.
Yeah.
In a sense, because it's like to put the content even farther and farther. And then when I also happen to read something in Maltese, and then read the English translation, and then when I do the translation, of course, I can use maybe English as a quick reference to get the concept in the case that there is an English translation. But then it's always, of course, I come back to the roots, so to the Maltese language, because it's closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same rhythm, sometimes the same words, the same expression.
Yeah.
So.
True. Would you like to read two other poems by we don't know who?
This very talented Maltese poet, so Liane Lull. me. Sono il tuo spazio. Sono l'acqua in cui vorresti annegare. Sono l'onda che sbilancia il tuo volerne di più. Sono il silenzio delle gialle pupille ubriache. Sono il respiro tenuto con la mano sinistra. Prendi a pugni la mia bocca, ma continuo a parlare. Sono l'arrivo ancora da svelare. Punto. Pomeriggio e una striscia di mare. E amava il mare nudo, con te in lui. E amava il mare e amava te. Un punto più nudo del mare, un punto più mare, del grigio, del fondo in cui è annegata e da dove è partita, più donna, più lei.
In a very good way, the poems feel like they're not mine, but that is part of what translation does, and we have worked closely together, and you did a wonderful
thank you.
Job. Let us take a few minutes now to listen to some music. Fl-2022 kell namana fil-festival il-group The Veltz, group psychedelico post-punk ta' Sean Borch, Matthew Cardona, Daniel Borch, Stimpy u Alistair Abela. Għalli nisimgħu ftit il-kanzunetta Cars. semana fuq il-linja ħabib iħor tijaj ħafna drabi min jahdem ma inizja med isir ukoll il-ħabib jew il-ħabiba tijaj kif konna edin nejdu. Imma il-Pier ukoll għanna mana il-Pier Portelli fuq il-linja ħdimt miegħu ukoll f'ħafna okkażjonijiet differenti marbutin mal-ktieb fid-diversi suriet tijaw. Kif inti Pier?
Mux ħażin, ta' mux ħażin, issa ħjar mill-li kont ftit ġibat ilu, ma żmienu naħseb, mux ħażin, tajjeb.
Etnu gost ħafna li qiegħed magħna hawnhekk fuq dan il-programm għaliex naħseb l-ewwel li sirt nafek fil-verità jiena permezz ta' inizja med naħseb qabel ma sirt nafek permezz tad-dar tal-pubblikazzjoni tagħna. Tiftakar meta involvejt ruħek l-ewwel ma' inizja med Pier?
Ara, ħammorru lura daqsxejn fiż-żmien, għax naħseb kienu l-2002 u 2002 jew 2003 fejn l-ewwel li ntqajt ma' inizja med meta kienet jiġi preparat il-ktieb x'kien jismu bħalissa ktieb li kienet jieħu ħsieb Adrian Grima f'kull belt hemm kantuniera.
Sewa, wieħed minn tal-ewwel.
Wieħed minn tal-ewwel. U ovvjament jiena kelli personalment jiena kelli interess partikolari fil-letteratura, fil-kitba, fit-teatru, ifhem dak tip tal-affarijiet kreattivi s-ni kollha kont involut xi ftit jew isfihom. U meta kont qed naħdem f'dar ta' pubblikazzjoni oħra dak iż-żmien li issa m'għandix teżisti, ovvjament, kont qed tilallu kemm interessanti dal-ktieb hekk. U naħseb dik kienet l-ewwel darba li isni kelli li kont espost għalkemm ma inizja medħa biex ngħidu kif inhi. Imma mbagħad ovvjament sirt naf li parti minn inizja med kien hemm ħbieb li huma komuni tiegħi li kon nafhom minn qabel ma kon naf b'inizja med, qed insemmi lil Marcel b'mod partikolari.
Marcel Sewma, mela.
Ġifieri, u dik kienet qisu l-introduzzjoni tiegħi għall-inizja med, bażikament. Ġifieri, minn hemmhekk qisu beda l-kuntatt, ovvjament imbagħad sirt naf il-Adrian, immorru kif tgħid meta jvaraw xi ktieb immorru nintaqgħu u ntqajt imbagħad ma' Claire Azzopardi, Claire Zerafa u l-kumplament insomma il-grupp kollu. U ovvjament nibdet dik il laqas insejħilha kollaborazzjoni, ta' nsejħilha ħbiberija kważi aktar minn di kollaborazzjoni. Konna kif jgħidu bl-Inglis like-minded in a way.
Sewwa. Għamilt ħafna posters, Pier, inti mbagħad għall-festival.
Hekk
x'memorji għandek, għax jiena stess niftakar ċerti aneddoti li huma l-qalbi wisq ta' kif saru uħud minnhom ukoll.
Użgur, għax kont involuta inti f'parti mill-proċess ta' mit-twelid tal-idea, tal-kunċett, qed naħseb fil-poster tal-foil, tal-deb, fejn kien poster in a way astratt imma mimli kif tajt, mimli bħafna kif tajt, informazzjoni li ftit jew wisq dak li qed idaqqatajn ma jagħtix kasa, imma naħseb f'kull poster li għamilt għall-inizja med, dejjem kien hemm dawk it-toni li huma ftit aktar huma qed jagħmlu kummenti. Qed jagħmlu kummenti
politiċi le wkoll.
Eżatt, politiċi, kummenti soċjali, jekk naħseb jinna fuq dan partikolari tal-fojl tad-deb, kienet relatata minn arma kif tajt inġibha fit-tul, kienet relatata ma' l-immigranti li kienu jidħlu. U l-ewwel ħaġa li meta jidħlu fil-port, l-ewwel ħaġa li jtuhom, kienu jtuhom din il x'ngħidulu l-iżgħar tal-fojl, kutra tal-fojl biex ma jħossux part. U kienet l-unika ħaġa tad-deb kważi li jiena stħajilta li dawn imsiken kif tgħid li għadhom ġejjin minn dan il-vjaġġ laqgħuhom b'din il-kutra tad-deb speċi. Quite kif tgħid. Rajt interessanti bħala l-ironija tal-użu tad-deb, bażikament.
Ekku.
Inna għandek ir-rizza per każu, inna xi poster ieħor kien hemm ir-rizza li tnigħi. Daw tip ta' affarijiet.
Ekku.
Naħseb narhom interessanti jiena bħala aspett kreattiv.
Ekku, għax inti Pier tajjeb ngħidu kont involut fil-proċess qisu illi bih inizja med ma ħanejt forsi formalizzat iktar ruħa ġifieri fi żmien meta bdejna napplikaw għal iktar fondi anke lokalment.
Eżatt. Eżatt.
U allura dak kien proċess importanti ħafna li definixxa d-dera ta' inizjament biex ngħidu hekk.
Eżatt, konna bdejna bl-introduzzjoni tal-logo l-ġdid li wkoll kien interessanti għal dak iż-żmien kien interessanti għax aħna qed niftakar sew l-ovali ċilesti u bit-tikka oranġo fin-nofs hija n-nofs tal-Mediterran bażikament qed ngħidu insomma daw it-tip ta' affarijiet. U anka ovvjament jiena pers li kont involut minn żmien qabel kien hemm proġetti oħra li ma kienx il-festival biss li kien jifforma, kien ikun hemm niftakar xi ħaġa per każuna f'Kuv Report eżempju. Vera kmini 2003 jew xi ħaġa hekk jekk nisej żball. Kien ikun hemm daw l-laqat f'simposio u dejjem konna nivvintaw xi ħaġa dak it-tip.
Pierre, ħajkolli nwaqfek hawnhekk sfortunatament għax il-ħin tarilna, imma nippruvaw nerġgħu nikkuntatijaw dar boħra wkoll, ħalli
nesploraw
daw l-aspetti. Grazzi ħafna.
Fidejk, grazzi li hemm. Ciao.
Mela, ħanitlob biss, I'm going to ask for one quick thing from both of you. In one word, where do you see Inizia Med in 25 years from now? It's a tough one, no?
In one word, it's you are a bit fresh.
a bit hard.
Yeah. I think either Inizia Med decided to stay and like it is for a niche of people, and it's completely fine, and I enjoy this part. But if Inizia Med want to grow, then need
it
more
can.
Funds.
Yeah.
It can, but it need more funds because it's not the work of volunteer who can do this.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, same. And hope to see in Malta, to remain in Malta, there will be still spaces in Malta for this kind of cultural literary events. I see it like it is now, with this both inclusive approach, but also with the high open to the world, to what there is beyond the sea.
Thank you very much to both of you. 25 qed jittella minn Inizia Med biex jiċċelebra il-25 sena mitwaqqif tagħha. Minn qalbna nirringrazzjaw lid-dirigenti ta' Campus 103.7, lit-tekniku Jordi De Bono, kif ukoll lilkom is-semmija tal-lealtà tagħkom. Infakrukom fir-repetizzjoni tal-programm il-ħadd fit-8:30 u biex tkunu magħna bħallum ġimgħa. Narawkom.